What's the next case, Bailiff Watson?
Next case for a bad debt, please, sir. Little grocery store man said the defendant ain't paying a grocery bill and he want to have the law grab defendant's salary.
Was the defendant a man or a woman?
I don't know, sir. Could be that make any difference?
Why, sure it does. We got to know whether the gun is he or gun who. Keep that dog quiet down there. You'll have to leave the room. I think they're in the wrong place anyway, Phil. That suit belongs in the court of common pleas. Next day.
Yes, I'm next, Johnny.
Quit calling the court Johnny.
Hey, what's the Johnny?
I said refer to me as my honor, your honor, our honor. What's the case?
Well, they got me for putting in the park, Johnny.
Call me your honor.
My honor, eh?
No, my honor.
Well, make up your mind, Johnny.
Where's the other guilty party?
He's home, I guess.
Is there any reason why I shouldn't issue a bench warrant?
There weren't no bench, Judge. He was sitting on the grass.
Well, I'll let you off with a warning, old-timer. But after this, no more public necking, see?
That's okay, Johnny. We're running off and getting married tomorrow. A crazy kid.
Next case. Next case.
May I present a case, Your Honor?
Oh, Attorney Wilcox. Go ahead, Harvey.
This woman is guilty of gross negligence, Your
Honor. So you know.
Oh, yes, it can be.
Okay. Now then, what was it you want?
Well, you remember a punch board in my restaurant?
Yes, I remember that punch board all right. And I told you to get it out of there. That's gambling. It's my decision that punch boards are illegal.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh, very sorry.
What do you mean, very sorry?
Well, let me just come and tell you. You win the first prize, $25. Goodbye now.
Well, I'm going to appeal that decision. Next case.
Take my case next, Bud.
I'm in a hurry.
Wait a minute. Listen, Bud. Quit trying to butt in here.
Yes, but this is an outrage. I demand to be released at once.
Your Honor, this man was caught driving 50 miles an hour past the schoolhouse. And school was letting out, and the little toddler was trying to cross the street and all.
Oh, one of them guys, huh? Bud, you don't know how glad I am to see you.
Well, I was in a hurry.
Oh, so you was in a hurry, well. Bud, last year, about 40,000 men, women, and kids were killed by fires in this country.
My car was out of perfect control.
At 50 miles an hour, 2 tons of steel ain't ever under control. 50 miles an hour with kids crossing the street because you was in a hurry.
Well, that means...
Well, I'm in a hurry, too. I'm in a hurry to see a guy like you take a long vacation from your admission field. You got gasoline in your veins and a carburetor where your heart ought to be. He's all right at times, Bud, but there's a time and place for everything. And we got both for you. The time is 90 days and the place is the county jail. Take him away, officer. He's in a hurry.
A dog show?
Why don't you take first prize, Ed Ale?
You said that. One more crack like that, and I'll clear this court.
Oh, excuse me, Anna, but I am from the high school paper, and I am studying civics. Will you please tell me something about your work?
Well, sis, it's real interesting work, if you can get it. I was interested in it even when I was a young fella. Ah, it was a great one for the law in them days, sis.
Oh, I just bet you were.
Yes, sir. When a crook came into my court, he was pointed for the pin. Pin Potter McGee, I was known as in them days.
Yes, you are?
May lightning strike me. How is it out, Phil, Friday? Pin Potter McGee, the paragon of pucky tail of top and the perfectly poised prosecutor, mouncing on pickpockets, club ugglies, and pompadour pool room punks, putting the pinch on Tilton Palookas, popping him in the pen, and proudly pointed to as the top of perfect police performance from the pagan paradise of Tangle Tangle to the pleasant portals of Port of Prince. Now, if you'll excuse me, sis, I got a few more cases. Next case, Bullock.
Township virtuous Mr. Nicholas DePopolis, please.
Oh, Nick DePopolis. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth and all stuff like that there?
Sure, Peter. But since whenever did you disappoint yourself to be a justice piece of the pieces?
Wait a minute. The laws are for the good of the many, not the few, you know. They're for the common good. but I guess you mean well. This fly.
Oh, thank you, Caesar. If you are wanting to ride my bicycle sometime, don't hesitate to be disappointed, because I'm selling it today.
Well, hurry up and clear the calendar, Phil. It's getting late. We got to get going. That rabbit, bring that dog up here. I'll take that case next. You the complainant, sis?
Yes, I am. I was walking along past this man's house, and this great big brute ran out and grabbed the hem of my leopard coat and tore it.
It ain't leopard, it's rabbit. You can't fool this dog.
Here. Pipe down. Pipe down. Is that dog vicious, Bud?
Vicious? Why, he's as gentle as a lamb. Just playful.
Well, sis, I'm afraid you ain't got no case. Besides, you ought to be a sport. After all, a dog is man's best friend. Any dog is.
Even his best friends won't tell him.
What was that, sis?
I said if you think the dog is such a playful thing, let's see you pet him.
Who, me?
Yes.
Why, look at him play. What's he chewing there, Bud?
He's eating the desk calendar.
Oh, well, that's all right. Every dog's got to have his day. Hang in here a minute.
No, I don't think... I mean, it's been kind of a...
Oh,
tight.
Come on. Dogs know who likes them. Don't they, Poochie? You hear that, sis?
I certainly did. That's just what he sounded like when he bit me.
Oh, come on. Let me take him, Bud.
Hey, you better not do that.
I did. Come back.
Oh. Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Get a doctor.
Did that old dog get the justice of the peace?
Worse than that, Phil. He got a piece of the justice.